Shout out to everybody. This is the Bomb Pod checking in for 2021. How you guys doing? Joda here. Just a quick little check-in for my little freebies out here on the internet land. Look, this year, I'm not going to do nothing or say nothing different. I'm just going to remain consistent with the things that I want to achieve. And definitely, there's a lot that I want to achieve this year that I've learned that is very important to me. So I definitely want to hit those things. I definitely want to get to that point. But first, one of the major things that I've changed this year is my YouTube channel. So we now have a YouTube channel. Try to look for it. Joda9000. And I'm just posting grand stuff there. Hope you guys enjoy it. And I'm going to be shifting my content between a couple places. So still doing that this year. We're still trying to do interviews, trying to mobilize with the interviews. Anybody who's ever been on one with me, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We're just building momentum to become the best podcast here ever. So shout out to y'all. I'm very blessed to make it out. I know 2020 was tough for a lot of people. This year could get worse, right? We got to be honest. But we do have the opportunity now to move forward. We've always had the opportunity to move forward, but now it's like a mental thing, right? It feels like some stress was lifted off my shoulders when like this year ended. And I feel so much better. I feel so much more. It's over. So that's going to be a great positive to start. Definitely looking forward to cementing my podcast. I feel that I have the opportunity to, considering the people around me. And I want to base my podcast on local stuff, not necessarily on, you know, crap or outside investigations, but outside things that don't matter to the community. So I'm going to make that really the big focus for me this year. I definitely want to take care of that so I can become the best podcaster that no one ever was. Ugh. So shout out to y'all for listening to the Bomb Pod. I appreciate every single one of y'all. Now, one thing I want to ask of everybody this time around is I need help. I need people to help me with this because it's not going to grow alone. I need questions. I need suggestions. I need people who listen to this to give me some feedback. How you build a community, that's how it starts, the ebb and flow. I do need that assistance. I want some growth and I need your help. I need the Bomb Pod listeners, wherever you're at, start listening to this and tell me how we can work together, how we can collaborate, how we can do stuff. I want to help out. It's a different format and one that I definitely feel privileged enough to do and one that I definitely feel I could bring to light my creative friends, my creative forces around me, and conversations that maybe you would not be privy to hearing if it wasn't solidified through the Big Bomb Potto. So I want that with y'all. I really want to branch that community. After what happened all this year and the people who leave and the people who stay, community has become just a bigger factor for me. If anything, a more important factor. And I want to share that with y'all. I want to thank everybody who participated in this Bomb Pod experiment last year. I went on a great run and ended up doing a lot of podcasts towards the end of the year, sharing my experiences with my friends and my families, and being able to be more open and empathetic, as I said in those episodes before. I took a break because I was just having a hard time figuring out how to come back and how do I make this make sense and what's the value in it for me. And then I found that through a lot of misery and pain. And that gave me the ability to really come back with a vengeance and search for the friends that I wanted to talk to and the people I wanted to be around with and really ask them for the real good advice in life and things that really matter. And that really made my life feel a lot different. And it definitely made the right proper choices that I needed in order to help facilitate my growth. So I want to give those people a big thank you. They know who they are. Anyone I visited with on the podcast, thank you. And I also still want to give a thank you for all those people who decided to not be a part of my life anymore. You're not missed. And I know that gets a lot of talk on the internet. And it gets a lot of conversation amongst like memes and like, you know, stuff like that. But to be honest, like it is remarkable to me that people could just fake the funk for that long and be untrustworthy and dishonest just because they don't know how to maneuver. And fuck them. You know, I've always kept my values and my integrity as one of the highest, most important things about myself. And any time that I've always felt that I felt disrespected on that, you know, I used to take it personally, but now it's just on you. Like, my soul clean, dude. I don't fucking care about any of those things anymore because I know that my spirit's clean and that I'm pushing forward for positivity. So for 2021, to keep it short, light, and sweet, I don't think I'm considering like some major change. And I'm just trying to push my rock further up the hill. I think that's going to be what's best for me. And I hope you guys find a way to do the same for you, because you should not try to do a monumentous rebound. Every positive step takes one step at a time. And that's the step we have to go, unfortunately, because how insane this year has been, how insane this time has been. And it's going to be just as tough. I don't see it for some reason getting easier. And I just want to put on the real hard hat and understand that that's just the way it's going to be. And to keep pursuing the things I want to do, because no one's going to do those things for me. And if anything, the last year made it even more apparent that you just need to keep on striving, player. You need to keep on pushing. That's how you're going to get to the top. A real, you know, option for me at this point. The year has taught me otherwise. So I'm going to be moving cautiously, you know, like if the floor was wet or something was spilled on it. I think that's just the best move to do. I hope that you employ a strategy for yourself. A tad bit different from what you had last year. A little bit more adventurous, perhaps. Maybe one that could account for things collapsing all around you. And you take that with yourself and try to make yourself the best possible person with that. This has been Jodum. Please check out my YouTube channel, Jodum9000 on YouTube. Follow me on the socials. You should see some of that stuff. And make sure you subscribe to the Bomb Pod and also share this with somebody who would like to hear it. Thank you for supporting me as we continue to grow this podcast and trying to make our names out of ourselves. Thank you so much. Take care, guys.